You're listening to the Sports Map Radio Network, bringing you live coverage of the end of the Bill Belichick era in New England. Now back to the Sports Map Radio studios with Anthony Pepe.
And welcome back, Die Hard Nation. That's right, special edition of the Die Hards. We're usually on 8 to 10 Eastern time. We're doing a couple hours. We're doing double duty here. 6 to 10 today as we pay tribute to the GOAT, Bill Belichick. And again, the Patriots and Bill Belichick have mutually parted ways after 24 very successful seasons. Maybe not all seasons. Jeff Dawson, East Coast Sports Investors, is here. And Mark Linehan will be joining us as well. But pretty interesting day here in New England.
Well, I thought when you were talking GOAT, you were talking to me about me. And I was going to thank you, of course. It kind of the last 3 or 4 years, obviously, you know, we did get into the playoffs. Max first year. To get blown out by Buffalo in the last couple of years have not been good. End of an era, and the emotions really are weird today.
Yeah, it's a strange day here in New England. Let's get back to the Progressive Insurance guest line, sponsored by Progressive. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save nearly $750 on average. He is a Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl 36. I was actually at that Super Bowl in New Orleans with that 14-point underdog upset against the St. Louis Rams, the greatest show on turf. He was Mr. Irrelevant, the first Mr. Irrelevant to win a Super Bowl. Linebacker, former linebacker, played for Bill Belichick. Marty Moore is on the Progressive Insurance guest line. Marty, welcome back to the Diehards. Anthony and Jeff, how are you?
Hey, good, guys. How you doing?
We're doing all right, man. So what was it like playing for Bill Belichick?
Well, you know, Bill's he's a great guy. You know, everyone kind of gets this dry sense of humor from him, but he was the D coordinator in 96 with Al Groh and Romeo and Dante and probably the best coaching staff we had on defense in the Patriots' era. Then being the head coach and kind of doing it the Belichick way, the Patriot way, and the culture that he built with the Patriots was just something that no one else in the NFL could match. And that's why everyone – you know, tried to aspire to be, you know, the Patriot way and do things Belichick way. And it's a tragedy, in my opinion, that this has happened, because I do feel like he's going to coach another 2 or 3 years and get that record of wins, and then he'll eventually retire.
And again, you mentioned that he's 14 shy of Don Shula, 15 shy of the all-time wins record in the NFL. He's 333 total wins. Marty, I'm curious, what was Bill Belichick like off camera?
You know, Coach Belichick off camera, you know, he's a really nice guy. You know, I mean, he's a big fisherman. You know, that's kind of one of the things, his hobbies, I guess you could say. But you know, he would laugh and joke. And I went up to training camp 4 years ago, and we talked, and you know, he hasn't changed. You know, Coach Belichick, what he was in 2001 is what he was in, you know, in 2023. So he's just he's a very, very nice guy. But when it comes to football, it's all ball and it's all business, and that's just how you have to play the game as a professional athlete. And he took it to, you know, let's be pros. You know, let's, you know, do our job and go out there and win and do what's best for the team. And it was a team-first mentality with Coach Belichick. And I know he worked his assistants hard, his players hard, but that's why he has 6 Super Bowls, and that's why we won when we were there.
Marty, it's Jeff Dawson. How are you this evening?
Good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listening to Pepe, I'm having flashbacks here. 2001 Super Bowl, he used the best show on turf. Talking about, of course, the Rams that year.
I'll never forget when that confetti fell and I was in that stadium. It was fantastic.
And I was holding hands with my parents as Vinatieri kicks it dead center and we popped the champagne. 14-point underdogs that game, Marty. And my question to you, as being a player and a part of that team, when did the switch go off to say, we're on to something here? This team can compete, and we could possibly get a good run in the AFC and, of course, to the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, that year was an interesting year. You know, Bledsoe got hurt. Mo Lewis hit Drew on the sideline, and Drew actually had a, I don't know if it was a ruptured vessel in his chest, but, you know, had 2 liters of blood pumped off of him that night, and the Brady era began. And Coach Belichick, you know, was kind of, you know, with Tom Brady that whole year. And when Brady won, you know, we started winning, and Tom got more and more comfortable. And then when Bledsoe came back, Coach Belichick had to make the decision to stick with Brady. Well, then, you know, in the playoffs, if no one remembers, but the Steelers, Tom gets hurt, and Bledsoe has to come in and win the game to get us to the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable.
So then there was another controversy of who's going to start the Super Bowl, and he went with Tom. But that was you know, kind of the year that I think everyone was like, you know, hey, we got something here. And and then they kind of rattled off 03, 04, and the air began. But I really feel like the Patriot air started, you know, in 94 when I got there, when Bill Parcells became the coach, and you know, we kind of turned things around, got to the Super Bowl in 96. We lost to Green Bay, but then
Pete
Carroll came
on.
Yeah, so, you know, so that's kind of where I think it started, and then Coach Belichick took it to the next level his second year when we won the Super Bowl, and it just kind of elevated from there.
Marty, where was the team at with Drew Bledsoe and Tom Brady? Were they split?
I'll be completely honest with you. When that happened, I was hurt, so I had torn my Achilles tendon in half that year, and so I was kind of, you know, on the IR.
Sure.
And when Bledsoe came back, I called I think it's EEI, and I said, you know, Bledsoe needs to be the quarterback. Because in the NFL, when you get hurt, you don't lose your job. And I will say this, I was wrong, you know. Tom Brady could have been the quarterback, and Coach Belichick made the right decision there. But, you know, I think Drew handled it as a professional and grace and had a great career. He's a Hall of Fame quarterback in my mind, and I hope he gets inducted. I just think that the best quarterback that ever played a game replaced him. And that's why Drew Bledsoe has not got the accolades that he deserves.
Did Tom Brady ever forgive you for that?
You know, I never did say anything to Tom about that. you know, it is funny, though, because when I went up to training camp, Willie McGinnis was on the sideline, and me and Willie were catching up. And Tom walked over to say hi to Willie. And Willie said, hey, Tom, you remember Marty? And I looked at Tom, and I said, Tom, you have no idea who I am. And he goes, no, I know who you are. You played with me when I was a rookie. And I was like, well,
that's
thank
great.
You for remembering me. I had no idea you would have had any clue who I was. So so that was nice. Not sure if he still remembers me, but at least said nice things.
That's great stuff. You mentioned, obviously, Parcells and obviously a very powerful figure and character and coach and one of the best to ever do it, and, of course, Belichick the GOAT. How different were they? Were they similar? Talk a little bit about their coaching styles and Parcells and Belichick.
Well, I think Bill Parcells, he had a little bit more personality with the media and mm-hmm. with, you know, with players. He'd kid around with you. And he would kind of, you know, just when you would walk into the facility on Monday, he'd give you thumbs up or thumbs down. Or when you were on the training table, he'd go over and kind of give you, hey, sweetheart, you know, you're going to be okay. And kind of rad you a little bit, where Coach Belichick really didn't do that. He just kind of gave you the look. Or, you know, the thing about Coach Belichick, he's so detailed, and he's such a good coach, and just the details that he teaches and the tempo of practice and just what he gets out of players. Coach Parcells and Coach Belichick knew how to push buttons on guys, and they were both great coaches. And Coach Belichick, in my opinion, was so detailed and what he did and how you made the steps and hand placement, and to the point of, you know, at practice, bringing in this detergent and having wet balls at practice, just constantly preparing for, you know, what could happen in a game. And we were so prepared. The coach has had us prepared. Coach Belichick has prepared. And then, you know, and the other thing about it was just the team. you know, it was the team, and he didn't treat anybody differently. You know, you're the starter, you're the backup, or you're the number one guy on the team, or the 53rd on the roster. Everyone got the same treatment, and I think everyone respected each other for that reason.
Hey, Marty, great stuff, great insight. Where are you up to nowadays, and how can people find you?
So I'm working for the NFL. I'm a NFL Legends Director for the Central North.
Awesome.
And then I work in medical sales. So I manage the state of Kentucky for a medical device company. And now I put people back together as I was trying to tear them apart when I played as a player.
Good stuff, man. Thank you so much.
All right. You guys take care.
Thank you, Marty.